أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد: ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. Corruption has prevailed in land and sea because of people's misdeed. They will taste the consequences of their behavior. Calamities inflicted upon people are the results of their misdeeds, the misdeeds committed by them. And this is what the ayah tells us. Some people try to attribute whatever evil acts or natural disasters like the floods, the fires, the diseases, the earthquake, and all other similar disasters to act of God. But they don't realize that these are nothing but the result of their misbehavior, their misconduct, and evil acts, evil deeds. There is a message for all of us, and this particular calamity in the scale of coronavirus that attacks the whole world, they may return. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 41, that all that corruption which prevails, so the consequences is this, that people will taste that calamity, and the whole purpose is they may return to Allah. Heedlessness is encompassing the whole humanity without exception. And of course, this is the high time for wake-up call. Technology, superpowers invading the space, billions or trillions spent on arms, and arrogance of those who have all these are not helping them in the face of this invisible enemy. So all countries spend a huge portion of their budget every year in order to protect themselves against the possible attack of enemy. That's why they try to prevent people from benefiting on education, on health, and all other ways of public interest. They are prevented and deprived from all these benefits because of fear of enemies attack them. And that's why they allocate huge amount of money from the budget in order to protect people, to protect the land and the sovereignty. But what did they do about the health? They have all these facilities, but unfortunately, they failed to do anything in the face of this invisible enemy. Here, we see that the worry is spreading everywhere. All people, educated and laymen. Even we heard the Pope saying that God is asleep and it is time for him to wake up. But our response to that is that it is people who have to wake up and not God. God is always aware and controlling everything. He is the source of wisdom, source of blessings, source of every bounty and grace. But these people who do not appreciate, do not show their appreciation to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make all those blessings as source of calamity. Yes, this is the time for wake up. Wake up call for Muslim communities to strengthen their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deepen their faith in Allah and His power, His wisdom, to remember Him, because those who turned away from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking that they have got everything, they have technology, they have power, they have the control over the economy and everything, so they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is very, very time, high time for the awakening to strengthen our bonds and connections with Allah Almighty. Of course, when we see the greed of superpowers, money, 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 they compete with one another to have control, and this is not new. They made every effort to steal the whatever wealth of other countries in order they become rich. But let's look at a few examples. The New York City bought 1,000 ventilators at the price of $25,000 each. But the state of California paid $35,000 for each to have them instead. Another state raises the price to $45,000 to get them all. When this greed is going to end? I read in the news that consignments of masks ordered from China for France are confiscated and sold for five folds of their price to another country. See, brothers and sisters, how greed, how money, how ignoring the values, the moral values, how instead of concentrating on what helps people to rescue their lives, to protect them against this invisible enemy, they forgot all that, and now they are concentrating in which state gets more money and who is going to confiscate the belongings of others. Brothers and sisters, here I'm suggesting something very, very essential. On Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday, 14th of Shaban, corresponds to 8th of April, after Maghrib prayer, without uttering other words, there is a dua to be recited 21 times. I'm going to recite this dua for you. Please bear in mind. Tell every friend, every member of family, everyone whom you know about the significance of this dua. We have been told by great ulamas that on the eve of 15th of Shaban, which means that Wednesday, 14th, equivalent to 8th of April this year, after Salat al-Maghrib, without uttering a word, you recite this dua 21 times. Of course, after reading it, the whole text will be uploaded on the site and you will have it available to you. But I'm going to recite it slowly so then you can concentrate on that. And of course, when it is uploaded, you have access to it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma innaka alimun halimun ذو أناة ولا طاقة لنا بحكمك بحلمك يا الله يا الله يا الله الأمان 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 من الطاعون والوباء وموت الفجاءة وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون إنا موقنون برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers and sisters, it is experienced that when you recite this dua 21 times between Salat al-Maghrib and Isha on 14th Shaban evening, which means that the eve of half of Shaban, the middle of Shaban, the anniversary of the birth anniversary of the 12th Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely protect you against all diseases, especially about this pandemic, especially about all similar diseases that threatening the lives of millions in the whole world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as and permit us to return to Him, to stick to our obligations, observe all the commands and keep away from the prohibitions. May Allah accept our du'as and keep you all safe. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.